if you don't do this one thing, your podcast is not going to be successful.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It is your host, Adam A. Adams. And today we're talking about the one thing you need to do if you want a successful podcast. Because like I said, it doesn't really matter if you have the best message ever. It doesn't really matter if you have the best guest ever, if you have the best content, if you have the best topic, if you are the leading expert. If you don't have, what is it? Decent podcast equipment. You're not going to sound like a pro. So sounding like a pro really starts with using the right equipment. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a few options to consider. Now, this episode is coming out because a guy I know sent a mass email about the right stuff. And basically, they've got some horrible mics listed on their stuff. So I'm not even going to say who it is. I'm just going to say that they've got three mics. And they're recommending three different mics on their site. And one of them is amazing. One of them is overpriced. And one of them sounds terribly, like does not sound good as a podcast mic. So I'm going to share with you the three mics that they have. And then I'm going to share with you the mics that I would recommend for you to have. First mic that they have is an ATR2100X. ATR2100X is about $100. There's no such thing as ATR2100 anymore. I mean, they have them, but they don't make them. They have them. They're around. They used to make them, but they no longer produce them. So this person had listed the ATR2100, which you can't find anymore. You could get it used, I'm sure. But ATR2100X, yes, fantastic microphone. I've actually got one in my office. It's not the one that I'm using right now, but it is one that I absolutely love. So I recommend it as well. The second one they recommend is this podcast mic called Heel PR40. Okay. The Heel PR40 is like $400, $300 or $400. There is no effing way that you need to be spending that kind of money. On our website, if you download our PDF, we've got a bunch of mics that are like $20, $69, $99, $250. And then there is actually one that is $400, $399, I think. But here's the thing. The one that I have that's $400 is 10 times better than this mic. And the one that I have that's $250 is just as good as this $400 mic, this $300 or $400 Heel PR40. Okay, so the mic that I'm using right now, at least I hope I'm using it. That would be embarrassing if I was recording about a mic, but not using the mic that I wanted to use. It looks like I'm using the right one, so that's good. This $300 or $400 Heel mic, I promise, is no better than my $250 Shure MV7. Okay, MV7, not SM7B, the MV7. And finally, their third option is a condenser microphone. It's the Blue Yeti. The Blue Yeti is horrible. I mean, it is the worst mic that you could use for podcasting in the world, right? Maybe there's other equally terrible mics for podcasting, but this is just as terrible as those, right? This is just as bad. So this Blue Yeti, which I understand, 7 out of 10 of you probably have a Blue Yeti. Here's why. Is you typed in podcast microphone and then there in you found on Amazon, there was a microphone for $120 and you saw that it said it was for podcasting because they're great marketers. They're full of shit, but they are great marketers and they find a way on Amazon to put their product as the very first thing. So they've got a thing. If anybody types in podcast mic, you automatically will see this. And it's $120. And there's a lot of really great mics, way better than it, that are slightly less money. But you're thinking because you see that the Blue Yeti is like $120. It's right in front of you. It's the quote suggested one because they're sponsoring it. All of a sudden you're like, yeah, why don't I spend that extra $20 and get a shitty Blue Yeti? Dude, if you have a lot of people that are in one room and you are on a budget, If you're on a budget and you want to record like four people, then maybe you could get a Blue Yeti, because the Blue Yeti's a condenser mic. They're super sensitive, so you'd be able to hear everybody. But you hear a lot of echoey sound.
Like this. It sounds like this. And it's all so echoey. You can't tell where you're coming from.
And it's the worst. And nobody wants that experience. They want this experience.
You don't want me to be doing this, do you?
But you do want me to be doing this, right? The Blue Yeti is the bad sound, and this sound is the good sound. So anyway, I saw this. I saw that they had one good mic, but they didn't even know what it was really called. And then they have an overpriced mic that is good. And then they have a shitty mic that you absolutely shouldn't use as if you're a podcaster. There's no reason to use that mic. So it made me mad. It made me frustrated. And I had to correct this because I'm a problem solver. And so I wanted to put together a little 5-10 minute episode where I let you know that we've got a whole PDF about different equipment that you're not going to pay overpriced amounts. Everything's been vetted. Everything actually is good. So from webcams to microphones to lighting to soundproofing, sound resistant things for your walls, anything you can think of, green screens, if it's for your podcast studio, we vetted it, we put it on there, and it's good. Yes, I will probably make a couple dollars if you buy one, because I've created an affiliate relationship with most of these products. Most of these products are on our website, but if you will go to growyourshow.com/PDF, it's called /PDF because there is an option of literally downloading the PDF. If you want the PDF, I'll get your email. No biggie, because I don't really send very many emails. I'm not a big spammy person. But if you want the PDF, we will email the PDF to you. You have to give us the email so that we can send it to you, right? We can send you the PDF. Or better yet, you don't want me to have your email because you're hiding something, or you definitely don't want to be on somebody's email list. Well, I get it. I'm the same way. I feel that way about many people. I am selective about whose email list I'm willing to be on. And if that's you, and if I haven't done enough good to you that for you to be on our email list, it's kind of cool, because you still go to the same website, growyourshow.com/PDF. And instead of clicking the button to download the PDF, you just scroll down. All the same stuff still on our website. We don't not have it on there. So I want to make it as easy as possible for you to get good equipment. So if you're ready to upgrade your podcast studio, or you just want to get your first inexpensive microphone that you know has been vetted, go to growyourshow.com/PDF. Remember, every other episode on this podcast is an interview episode. Those interview episodes are really good. I spend usually between 30 to 60 minutes with somebody in your position. They haven't been podcasting very long, usually less than 2 years, but they've learned a couple of cool things along the way. And I extract that so that you don't have to learn it on your own. So stick around, stay on the podcast, listen to that other episode. And remember, when you're ready, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF. I'll see you on the next episode. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.